The object that I've chosen for this podcast is the clove orange pomander. The clove orange pomander is a contemporary form of pomander. It is an orange covered with dried cloves and decorated with ribbons. Pomanders were first used in Europe during the 14th century. European cities were often very dirty places. There was no sewage and the stench of the streets was unbearable. Plague and illness was an unavoidable part of life in medieval Europe. It was thought that the plague could be caught from breathing in these odours and smells. The pomander was used to provide medicinal and fragrant protection by masking these environmental odours. A pomander derives from the French pomme d'amber, which translates as amber apple. Traditionally, the pomander contained an aromatic paste made from ambergris, musk, benzoin or civet, and the paste could be an amalgamation of these ingredients. These ingredients were known to be expensive. More affordable pomanders were found in the form of the clove orange or inexpensive paste made from floral petals and fixatives. The earliest pomanders were made of silver, niello, filigree and enamel. They were originally round or oval in shape and designed like oranges with several segments. Later pomanders were decorated with religious symbols while others were crafted in the shape of a skull which represented memento mori. Other designs included hearts, books and ships. The pomander was attached to a chain and worn either around the neck or around the waist. Pomanders were an indication to one's wealth. They were made of gold, silver, and decorated with gemstones or with filigree. The pomander was both decorative and practical. It was used in the belief that it provided protection against infection in times of pestilence or was a useful article to modify bad environmental smells. The pomander is small and needed to be opened or set in motion to release its scent. The combination of its visual form and olfactory function creates an experience that links the senses and provides an intimate and haptic engagement with the senses. Scholar Nadia Seremtakis talks about how memory, scent and material culture intersect. She talks about how an inanimate object can serve as a vessel for memory. For me, the clove orange pomander has become a vessel for the senses and memory. I made the clove orange when I was very young at school. The memory of making this material culture object combined with the sense of the orange and the cloves has stayed with me for many years. To describe the scent of the clove orange, an olfactory analysis is performed. Olfactory is the term used to describe the perception of the odour or scent of the object. To conduct the analysis, the clove orange pomander is held in my hands. It is round and it feels rough to touch from the cloves that are inserted into the orange. The skin of the orange feels smooth, dry and warm. Attached to the clove orange is a ribbon which goes around the orange and then forms a handle which allows the orange to hang. For the purpose of this analysis, I am holding the clove orange cupped in my hands. With my eyes closed, I slowly move the clove orange to my nose and inhale deeply. On inhalation, I am met with a wonderful ambrosial combination of sweet and spicy aromatics. The scent is inviting, intoxicating, and pleasant. The pleasure and delight from the first inhalation encourages me to revisit and explore the scent further. It is fruity, citrusy, spicy, with a hint of woodiness from the cloves. The scent is layered. When you inhale, you notice that there are distinct levels or layers of aromatics within the scent. The citrus scent of the orange is sweet, however, the scent of the cloves is the dominant scent. Constance Classens discusses how smell can evoke strong emotional responses. A scent can be associated with a good experience which can bring a rush of joy. A foul odour or one associated with a bad memory can make us sad or disgusted. I have a close emotional association with a clove orange pomander as it reminds me of Christmas. As a young girl, I used to make the clove oranges as decorations for our Christmas tree. The clove oranges would hang on the Christmas tree. The beautiful, warm, sweet, rich scent of the clove orange would permeate through the room, enhancing and elevating the experience of Christmas. On Christmas Eve, we would always place the clove orange on the Christmas tree. This tradition was carried through with my children, further deepening the memory and connection of the clove orange and Christmas. The warm, sweet scent of the clove orange instantly connects me to many happy family Christmas memories.